I can be your butt plug, baby. I can make you scream of love. And I will stay in you forever. I can be your butt plug now.
From the heart of Joe's apartment, this is Podzilla 1985 After Dark, here in the Podzilla 1985 Network. What up, guys? My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. Just, you ain't got to call me Johnson. That's not funny anymore.
You can call me Ray Jay. You forgot that part.
They, formerly known as Mr. 100, in some circles still, then known as the Phoenix, then known as the White Phoenix, then quickly dropped white from the title in the climate that we live in now. And now I go by the name Slynet. Lindsay, tell them why I go by Slynet.
Because you are self-aware.
I am self-aware. And tonight, it's going to be a show that we're doing on the internet. With me, of course, I've got my good friend, co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
That's me.
We've got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And we got the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Yo, yo.
So I know, guys, I said we were going to start off tonight by talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. I wanted to get Tanner's thoughts on it. See if he... I can't do it, Tanner. I'm sorry. I said I was going to... Because I told him we were going to stay light tonight. And I'm like, as soon as we get in, I'm going to hit Tanner with something heavy. Just to screw with him.
That's not heavy. I have a very vocal opinion of it. Everybody should know it.
I mean, I still think it's heavy, though, but I mean, if you want to
get... Tanner just go full robot for everybody else?
Yeah, he went a little robotic.
Right. I did, or Tanner did?
Tanner did.
Tanner did.
Oh, Tanner, you still there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, my connection went really crappy for a second, and I'm back.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah, it's a thing it can do. So,
and so, it will do.
So instead, let's start off by talking about Cape Comic-Con, then. Let's get into it. I don't know if we should talk about that. Let's save that.
We probably shouldn't talk about that.
Let's save that.
We should wait until next week, maybe, just to see the fallout of everything that's happening right now.
I do have our time frame for our podcast there also, finally.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking maybe we shouldn't talk about it when we're going to be a part of it. But we do have some things to say about it, and not all negative, obviously. I mean, there's some positive, too. I will say one thing that was brought to my attention that I want to get your guys' thoughts on. And it was brought to my attention by a longtime listener of the show. Well, not that long, I guess. But she mentioned to me today that apparently the Dixie Chicks have dropped Dixie from the name. And she didn't know how to feel about that. Well, just the... I mean, you know what Dixie is, right?
It's a place.
No. It,
Tanner, drop some knowledge.
So the name Dixie is... It's a Southern thing, but it basically comes from the Song of Dixie.
Yeah, which was like a Confederate theme.
If you've ever watched Dukes of Hazzard,
which I haven't.
Okay.
So Tanner ain't just whistling Dixie here.
Yeah. So basically, the song starts out with, and if you ever see the car from Dukes of Hazzard, someone inevitably has the sound on the horn, and it's the Dixie horn. It's pretty well known, but it is a very Southern rebel thing. It's one of those things. Dixie was played on trumpet as a lot of Southern military groups marched into battle.
And
fair
it,
enough.
Yeah, it was a very Confederate thing, and it also comes from the Mason-Dixon line, but it just has negative connotations. I don't think this is really that big of a surprise, as I said to her, because you remember the Dixie Chicks got in so much trouble years ago, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, because they're anti-Bush.
They're anti-Bush. It's like they're almost like a liberal, and I don't know if they're liberal or not, but they sound like a liberal band that's in a genre that is very conservative. So yeah. Criticizing Bush pretty much blacklisted them for years, that no one would touch them because country music fans were just like, not in my trailer park.
My dad was
in that bit. He liked their stuff until that stuff came up, and he's like, I don't want to listen to their damn stuff.
That is absolutely not what blacklisted them, because people really didn't give a damn about them making fun of Bush. It was is when they decided to attack Toby Keith. That's when shit popped off.
Oh, yeah, we got to protect Toby Keith. Fucking national treasure, Toby Keith.
See, I thought that it was because they started backing Democrats. Like, was what
well,
got
like,
them.
What started it was they showed distrust and dislike in Bush, and then Toby Keith told him to shut up and sing, and then they wrote a song in answer to Toby Keith, and that's when shit popped off.
And they did say that they were like ashamed Bush was from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was all of this big hubbub about that, and like that's ridiculous that you can't criticize the president, you know.
Like it started off as making fun of the president, then oh wait guys, we really should support the president, especially in his genre. And then Toby Keith said something, and then basically also told him to shut up and sing, and then they like really attacked Toby Keith, and that's when the pitchforks and the torches were lit.
I'm gonna say this. I have never been a fan of Toby Keith, and I'm still not a fan of Toby Keith.
Same.
To anyone out there that's a fan of Toby Keith, like I don't, and I'm not talking about his music. I really don't know his music that well. Just the person himself, does not seem like the kind of person that I would want to support. Maybe I'm off base on that, and someone can learn me some knowledge on Toby Keith. But I have never been a fan of Toby Keith. I like the Johnny Cashes, the kind of guys that wear all black for the lesser, you know, for the downtrodden. That's my kind of country singer. I don't know about you guys. But Toby Keith has never been someone that I'm a fan of. But I did like the Dixie Chicks.
My mom was a huge fan of Toby Keith when I was a kid. She was also my mom was also a fan of the Dixie Chicks until like all that happened, and then
I didn't
like the Dixie Chicks anymore.
I actually became a bigger fan of the Dixie Chicks after that, and not just because I lean left. I mean, of course I lean left. If you listen to the show, you know that most of us lean left. Some of us are straight up the middle, which is what's that?
I was going to say, I think at this point, like, well, I don't know about Tanner yet, or still anymore, but I know, like, Cody used to be one of our right-leaning friends that, and he can correct me if I'm wrong here, and I'm sorry, Cody, if I'm off base, but I think Cody has swung pretty far left.
Cody has turned into basically a militant at this point in the past couple weeks. He's he went off the deep end in a good way, by the way, if he's listening. Like, he and I had a conversation about it. He actually said, I think I've gone too far. And I'm like, maybe, but you're not wrong. So it's a weird position to be in. I think Tanner would say he's independent at this point. Wouldn't you, Tanner?
I've been independent for years.
And I think that's the best place to be. Independent is right where you want to be.
I have beliefs that lean both sides.
Same.
Which shock
a lot of people.
But some
of my beliefs there. I actually became a bigger fan of them because of that. Not because they trashed a Republican, but because they spoke out against something they believed in, knowing it was going to damage them. I don't think they knew it was going to damage them that much. But like that pretty much ruined their career. That whole thing pretty much ruined their career until a couple years ago. And now there's like a resurgence. And now they've dropped Dixie Chicks. They dropped Dixie from the name. Now they're just the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Which
I'm gonna
sounds
be
stupid.
I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't like the Dixie Chicks before all this happened. I don't care for their music.
I thought they were neat. I'm not a big country fan, obviously, but
I thought
they were neat.
I love country. I love all genres of music, but they were never one that caught my attention.
Do you like ska?
I don't know what that is.
I went through a ska phase.
Music?
Bubblegum punk?
Tanner, actually, this might be one of those situations where he is too young to know what that is.
Oh, hell.
Ska was not around for very long.
Well, Tanner's not much younger than the rest of us. Tanner, how old are you?
I'm 30.
I am almost too young to have really messed with ska. And really, I think the only reason I was actually exposed to it was because of my older brother.
I mean, I never listened to
you
ska.
You never watched Johnny Tsunami?
Oh,
that
I
was
love Johnny
full
Tsunami.
Of it.
But, like, I didn't, like, that's not the kind of music that I ever was exposed to, I guess. Because it didn't play on any of the radio
Anything.
Stations that
yeah.
I was, you know, made to listen to as a child.
If it was if it was any music from Johnny Tsunami, then yes, I liked it.
My parents exposed me to country music at a young age, but I returned the favor by exposing them to hardcore rap in my teenage years. And they did not appreciate it. Although my mom did become a fan of Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is weird.
Very
Nothing
weird.
Says street cred like your mom jamming to the Crossroads. But I digress. Now, this also comes in the wake of Lady Antebellum also changing their name. They now go by Lady A. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I don't know who they are.
You know Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum was awesome.
I like Lady Antebellum. I've heard it,
but I couldn't pick any of it out.
You know that song of Tanner has a go. Their most famous one. I Need You Now.
Need You Now. Yeah. You Look Good, which is my favorite. That song is.
I know you know I Need You Now because I've played it. I played it and I played like the remix version that I've got.
I mean, I'm sure if I heard it, but you just saying titles and the names, I have no clue.
Another shot of whiskey. Can't stop. What is it? How's it go? Stop looking at the floor, at the door? I don't know.
Can't stop looking at the door.
Yeah. Wishing you come in and like you did before. It's a good
song.
Sorry,
it's not clicking at all.
Well, that's because I don't know the lyrics enough to actually sing it to you right now. All I can do is do spoken word version of it.
Okay, Shatner.
Yeah, they dropped the Antebellum because it was
also kind of racist.
A southern connotation. It's not that it was racist, it was southern Antebellum. It's just one of the words they used down there to describe southern life, and it's just it's not kosher anymore.
No, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, you know,
for the most part they were called Lady A anyway, cuz Lady Antebellum is just too hard to say on the fly.
And spell. So, no one wanted to spell it out. Obviously.
I mean, it's pretty easy to spell.
Antebellum, straight up by definition, occurring or existing before a particular war, the American Civil War.
Yeah. So, inherently not racist per se. But
it describes life before the Civil War, which was...
Slave City. Slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that. So, it's... It's not inherently racist like the Confederate flag isn't inherently racist.
Oh, God.
But it is racist.
We'll bring back one of our favorite quotes here on the show. It's not hate, it's heritage. Yeah.
My heritage has been infringed upon.
If your heritage is based on racism, then it's racist.
Right.
Like I don't understand how that's so hard to get. And it's not like it's one thing to be proud to be Southern. Like you can be Southern and be proud. I'm not saying don't be proud of where you're from and stuff like that, but like there's gotta be a line of what you're proud of. Like is anyone proud of the Confederacy? They're racist and they lost.
Right.
Like, which part do you want to be proud of? I'm fine with Southern people. I love Southern people. I was down in Southern People just last week, and Rogue is one of my favorite X-Men, and I'm moving past that joke as quick as I can. But thank you, Tanner. Please go on.
So did you guys see where, because the FBI found out that the supposed noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage was there for over a year?
It was definitely a noose, but it's just that it's been there for a long time now.
So now everybody's saying, well, that was obviously planted, or that's not the picture that NASCAR actually released of the quote-unquote pull rope. They're trying to say it's Photoshopped, it's not real, that's not exactly what it looks like. It's a brand new rope, it shouldn't be so clean. Like, anything they can do to discredit this man who's trying to do something good in a sport that needed it.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, the official story was that it was actually a
Halloween decoration, I think.
No, it was a pulley. Like, they had fashioned it into a pulley to, like, bring the doors down.
Yeah, because the garage doors aren't on automatic openers.
Yeah.
So they had to be raised and lowered by the rope.
And it had been there for years. Like, they had video of it last year where it was in the same position.
Yeah.
Just
bad timing, because it is flat out a noose.
Yeah, and they're still bringing it up. They're like, okay, so of all the race car drivers they could put in there, they put, you know, Bubba Wallace in there, and you're telling me that this isn't racist in some way? And, like, I don't know, man. I think there's enough racism in the world that we can talk about that you don't have to stretch to include stuff that may not actually be part of it. Like, not everything is going to be racist. Sometimes it's just coincidence. But that's just guessing. Like, that it may have been racist. Someone may have thought it'd be funny. Hey, let's put Bubba in number 4 where the noose is hanging. That might be a thing. I don't know. But the point is that no one actively put it there for Bubba at the time.
So that definitely makes me feel better, because I was getting real worried about a sport I actually enjoy.
No, what you need to worry about when it comes to NASCAR are the sister fucking fans that go to the shows Because when they said no more Southern Confederate flags, please don't bring Confederate flags and all that, you know what they did? They actually
pitched a fit.
They had an army of Confederate flags as they drove to the place. They drove in cars, rebel flags hanging out. There was a plane that went over the event with a Confederate flag that said defund NASCAR. And like, when people say racism doesn't exist and people say this is not in America and it's not that big of a deal, I point to shit like that where people are blatantly being racist. And I know someone is going to argue with this and say, no, they're just proud of their heritage. But again, your heritage is built on fucking racism.
Racism.
Like, you can be proud to be Southern. It doesn't mean you have to fly the fucking flag of slavery and loserhood, you fucking loser. Because you lost. That's what... Tanner, I don't remember. When you lose, what do they call you?
The loser.
The loser. I'm going to get off on a tangent tonight, and I'm trying not to.
Oh, don't worry. It's like,
going to happen.
I've been on one, like, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere.
Oh, it's insane the amount of people that... I have been lucky enough that when I decided to stop going on social media as much was really right as the world... I would say fell apart. It was already kind of falling apart, but it's really as the world dug into its positions and the fights started. And I've managed to avoid that for the most part because I have avoided social media. But I hear from friends constantly, like Tanner, like Asa, Jesse, Dalton, all of the people that are just like Cody, all the people that have been involved in these arguments and fights with people who are just stubborn and stupid. I don't get it.
I try to just scroll past all of it and find non-things like
that. See, that's my secret, Cap. I'm not, like, if it's going to be an argument, I'm not involved. Only thing I'm discussing is people who are open-minded enough to understand something. If you're going to argue with me about it, or if I post something and you try to post something that discredits it or argues against it, you're gone. Just, I'm done. No, this isn't the conversation we're having. What I posted is not up for debate. Goodbye.
Gave him two fingers.
I mean, like, I'm all for having like a civil discussion on some stuff, but
yeah,
like,
but people can't have
never
and,
civil.
And I'm not saying this from one side. People on both sides cannot have civil discussions about anything like this. So I just avoid the conversation altogether. I wish there was a way I could turn off comments.
Well, that's true. But I want to make one point real quick because I agree with you that people can't have civil discussion on both sides. But there are some things that are so that are just right that when people aren't having a civil conversation about it, it's not because they can't see each other's point of view. It's because one point of view is inherently wrong and the other person's trying to correct them and say, no, you are wrong. This is the way it is. And they're getting pissed off because the person, if you and I got in an argument over water is wet, it's and I'm getting uppity with you and you're being a dick about it and we're going back and forth. It's not because I'm difficult and I can't have a civil discussion. It's because you're a fucking idiot who won't accept facts.
Oh, no,
you specifically, Tanner. Yeah, I know you know water's wet. You're very familiar with the bucket life.
So, like, I always am in favor of trying to have, like, a, you know, a civil discussion with someone. But it never stays that way. Like, it very quickly just goes to, like, buzzwords and catchphrases and all this other stuff where it's just like, okay, clearly we're not going to be able to get anywhere. Like, I'm not gonna give off a name, but I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago in Discord. And it was kind of at the beginning of the Black Lives Matter stuff. And he was saying some of the stuff that I hear occasionally where it's just like, I think one of the phrases he used was like, you know, boo-hoo, everybody's got problems. Like, you know, talking about the everything. It was bad. So, I started talking to him about it, because I'm like, hold on, because I know this dude isn't racist. Like, I think he just didn't get it.
Yeah.
So I was actually talking to him about it, and I was bringing up some points, which... I do have some practice with certain members of this show that, for example, didn't used to believe in white privilege.
Hello.
So, you know, I brought up some of the points that I had brought up before and some of this other stuff. You know, we were having like a rational discussion, and it ended with him saying, like, you know what, like, you've got a lot of really good points that I had never actually considered. And I also appreciate, like, he thanked me. It's like, I appreciate that we can have a conversation like this, because he said, I feel like I understand things a little better now.
Yeah.
So, Like, you know, if like I always recommend trying to have that rational discussion. I understand that there's a lot of people. If somebody is giving off the Nazi salute, you're probably not going to be able to have a rational discussion with them. If somebody is draping the Confederate flag over their shoulders, you're probably not going to be able to have a rational discussion with them.
I think you forget a little movie called American History X. They did reform Edward Norton.
Wait.
American History X? Did you not see that movie?
I think he watched the wrong scene, buddy.
I cringed so bad.
Am I the only one that saw American History X?
I've definitely seen American History X.
No, I had to watch it in my sociology
class. I've seen it in like cut up scenes. Like, never watched, sit down and watch the whole movie.
Oh, I've sat down and watched the entire movie.
I can't get past the curb stomp. I can't.
Oh, yep, the curb stomp. That's the part.
That was real rough. That's actually weirdly the only thing that I remember from that movie.
Well, just to jog your memory, in the end, Edward Norton was reformed, and he did change his life after going to prison and begrudgingly befriending an African-American guy. When he got out of prison, he changed his life and tried to save his brother from the same life that he was living. Spoiler alert, he failed, and his brother did die, but it was a good try.
Yeah, well...
It was a good film.
It is. It's a really good movie.
It's hard to watch.
Honestly, like, I haven't watched that movie since I watched it with Kevin in 2007, I think.
I've only seen it once. In 2001 in my sociology class because he made us.
I remember enjoying the movie, but I was also... That was even before I had started going libertarian. I was straight up conservative when I watched that movie. So honestly, I don't remember much outside of the curb stomp.
I think I might be the only one here that was never conservative. I don't think Lindsay was conservative technically, but you came from a conservative family, and since you had no political opinion of your own, by default, you were Republican.
No.
By default.
My mom has been Democratic my entire life. My family doesn't talk about politics.
So your dad is conservative and your mom is liberal.
Yes.
And I know how your dad is.
Uh-huh.
So is that why your mother is clinically insane?
Probably.
From living with that? Oh my God. Anyway, moving on. Good on the Dixie Chicks.
Dang right.
We'll use a Dixie Chicks song for the opener tonight. I actually think they put out a new video.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just don't like the Dixie Chicks. It had nothing to do with them. They're fingernails on chalkboards.
Well, don't worry. We're not using the Dixie Chicks. We're using the Chicks.
I'm retiring.
They just put out a video that... What was it? They put out a video of something to do with Black Lives Matter. And... I thought that was pretty neat. I haven't watched it yet. I might try to track down that song that video is on and put that at the beginning of the show. I don't know. Or I might just put the chicken dance.
Well, how about you do Lady A, like the song I just posted on the Discord?
Because that's a fantastic song, but people are going to think that this is like some kind of dating show. Or some kind of romantic drama, and this is not a romantic drama. At best, we're a romantic dramedy.
That's fine.
Most of it comes from me. It's sort of upbeat.
Anyway, let's go on to something happier.
Like what?
How about Hamilton?
Fuck, I don't know.
Coming to Disney Plus.
Hey.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
See, Tanner, I got you covered, baby.
Oh, buddy. My heart just...
July 3rd, I think, is that, if I remember right.
Yes, it is the 3rd, which I'm having a watch party at my house.
How do you feel about them cutting stuff from it?
I'm okay. The only one I don't like is... in the song... Washington on your side. Daveed Diggs is doing the rapping through it, and so there's three fucks in the whole movie and the whole show. They say fuck three times. Of course, for a PG-13 rating, they're only allowed to have one. Yeah. So they had to pick and choose. But one of the ones they cut was my favorite one, and it's just the only reason I like it is because of the. Like, just the power and the energy you feel as they say it, but it's Thomas Jefferson rapping, and he sits there and he calls himself a Southern motherfucking Democratic Republican.
So they cut your favorite fuck out of it.
They did. They really did. But we get the whole song about Hamilton cheating on his wife, and it's pretty steamy.
Steamy. That is a phrase I did not intend to hear anytime soon.
I didn't think you would describe Hamilton as steamy.
Well, the name of the song is called "No to This," and he's praying to God, tell me how to say no to this.
That ass.
Basically, yeah, because like a woman comes up and asks him for help that her husband's beating and cheating on her and all this, so he lends her some money and offers to walk her home, and when he walks her home, she walks him inside and leads him to the bed and
That's fast.
And let her legs spread.
Whoa,
that's the lyrics.
And then I've seen this part, and then they lower the curtain, and everyone stops talking, and all you hear is.
Just two claps? Damn. No.
I guess it's fast. It depends on how hot she was.
I don't think he was a minute man. I'm sorry.
How would you know? Things were different back then.
Oh, Jesse didn't get the history joke.
No, he did.
I did.
He moved past it.
I did.
He just don't went move for past something
it.
Else.
It was good.
Is this like an actual movie, or is it going to be just a filmed stage play?
So about 3 months into it, finally moving to Broadway, they brought a whole film crew in. They filmed the actual Broadway show.
Sweet. Okay.
So it is the original cast, the one who started it off Broadway and brought it to Broadway.
Awesome.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Davi Diggs, Chris Jackson, just the entire cast. It's pretty exciting.
Not to change the subject, but I just got an email from Shudder telling me that this new movie's on. Tanner, I'm going to send the picture of the movie into the chat real quick, and I want you to tell me if this is a movie that you would be excited about, because I think this looks really good just from this picture. Okay.
Okay. Which chat?
I have a feeling.
Discord.
That he is bullshitting.
Ew.
Right now. Oh.
Wow.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I'd give it a shot.
So it's a movie called Yummy, and the description says, when a young couple visits a shady clinic for cosmetic surgery, they unwittingly unleash hordes of splattery undead.
I was
a hard no until like you got to the undead part, and now I'm kind of back into it, because like that body horror stuff sometimes, like with the cosmetic surgery and shit, like that weirdly messes with me. Like, even fucking Tusk, as bad of a movie as that was, and I say that as somebody that absolutely loves Kevin Smith, as bad of a movie as Tusk was, like, him, like, slowly transforming into a walrus weirdly fucked with me.
Yeah, I don't like looking at pictures from that movie, especially, like, in the end when he turns into what he turns into.
Yeah, he goes full walrus.
I won't watch that movie.
You never go full walrus.
He goes full walrus.
Damn it.
At all. Tanner, speaking of horror films, you said you were going to watch something before the show. Did you watch it?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Okay.
If it ain't The Predator, I don't want to fucking hear it.
It is not The Predator.
Are we still on this?
Yes! We will never not be on it.
I think I offered to let Tanner borrow it when he was here on Sunday, or I might not have. I don't remember. Or maybe it was Monday. What day is this?
Today
is Thursday.
Is it still June?
Yeah.
It was Tuesday that he was over.
Though was for real, Tuesday? Like whenever, it was not Tuesday. Ace's birthday Monday. Came up. It was like the week of Ace's birthday. He was actually working in Jackson.
Yeah, he told me about that.
And like we were in the car, and he was talking about it. Yeah, birthday, and I was like, oh God. And I it wasn't like one of those things. Like, oh yeah, you're right. It is this week. It was, oh God, it's June.
yeah, I started thinking about, not to get too personal, but a particular event that happened, and I'm counting, I just today realized how long it's been, and I went, holy shit, has it been that long? Because we've said it before, it both felt like time completely stood still and has rushed in the past couple of months since the coronavirus and everything that happened to me personally. It's a weird time to be alive, and I don't like it.
It's super weird, because it's like the phrase that I really like for it is just like the days are weeks and the months are hours. Like, It does not make any sense at all. I think the phrase was
some like Twilight Zone time warp.
Yeah, where
it's like the scary door.
Everything is simultaneously going super fast and at the same time not moving at all.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I just looked down at my calendar and I went, oh, it's only 3 more months till Halloween. It's only 3 more months till Halloween.
Hey, jeez. It's also half Christmas.
That I don't want to think about.
No, Christmas is dead this year. It's canceled. There is no Christmas this year. Halloween is iffy. My birthday is probably not going to happen. I'm going to stay this age one more year. I'm just going to... I think all holidays this year are kind of canceled for me. So, short of something changing.
I'm really bummed that, like, 4th of July, like, there's not... I can't have people over and grill.
Right.
Like, yeah, and even if you could, I couldn't come because we have stupid hours and I'm basically working all day.
But don't you get off early?
No, I don't.
They're not off early for the 4th of July this year?
I told you they changed our hours. We're not closing until 8.
Bitch, you tell me a lot of things I don't listen to.
I know you don't. They're also making us stay open late on the 3rd also, so I'm like highly irritated.
No, yeah, that really sucks. Because historically, you've been off at like, they let
6,
you close. Yeah.
Because we have no business. Because it's dead.
Right.
Everyone is out blowing shit up.
And especially during a pandemic, everybody's going to be outside hanging out. Nobody's going to go to on the night of 4th of July.
Or wherever
Thanks,
she
Jesse.
Works.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
We're going to have to edit that out.
31 minutes. Oh, and I got to edit it out on, just Jesse's.
Yeah.
Just okay, Jesse's. Thank God. 31 minutes on Jesse's. Okay.
Okay, so the movie Shannon was asking
about.
Because
I keep forgetting that not everybody is cool with just having that shit on blast.
It's pretty much just me because I'm the only one that...
Because our freaking company is actually like looking at that crap now.
Oh, they listen to the show?
No, but they...
Yeah, I mean, we can say where I work. Nobody gives a fuck.
Thick himself.
But I say, my boss listens to the show occasionally, so...
My boss was on the show many times.
Yeah.
I think my boss was on the show once.
Technically. Who? Boxdorfer?
What?
Derek Boxdorfer?
I said my boss.
Oh, yeah. I just assumed Derek was the boss of everybody because he's so white.
Jesus, eat the crusty, stupid baby.
Eat the baby!
Eat the baby,
Tanner!
Stop. All right, anyway. So
Derek Boxdorfer is like a jar of mayonnaise in a suit.
I've never seen him in a suit.
I assume he wears one at night when he gets casual.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I can finish saying this. The movie that Shannon was asking me about is called Followed. I didn't even know anything about this movie. It just kind of released. Let's see. The synopsis is, to gain more subscribers, a controversial vlogger stays at a cursed hotel with terrifying results. It is a found footage film.
And Lindsay
Isn't
knows how I feel about found
footage.
Isn't
this one that they just kind of like snuck it out? Like they didn't really advertise or anything. They just released it.
Yeah, Shannon, is it as good? Like compare it to Grave Encounters.
We haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
I'm not going to watch it because I didn't even know it existed until last week when I brought up the top 10 grossing movies of the week because Jurassic Park was number one somehow. And I saw that Followed was on there, and I'm like, what the hell is Followed? And I think it was Hunter that filled me in on it and said, and I had never heard of it. I'm looking at the review for it right now. It's got like a 7 out of 10, so it doesn't sound like it's terrible. It's also from 2018.
Huh. No?
It was made in 2018. It just wasn't released until this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's fine.
That's like the, what is the X-Men movie, Jesse? New Mutants. New Mutants was filmed in what? 1998?
At this point, it really feels like it.
That movie was filmed in so long ago.
We finally got another release date for it.
Now, this is the one that's supposed to be like a horror film, right?
Yes, it's an X-Men horror film, basically. And it was completed in 2017, and it still hasn't been released.
Yeah, it's got a release date now of August 28th.
We'll fucking see.
Yeah, right now, it's funny, if you just Google it, like New Mutants release, it still says April 3rd, 2020.
if shit would just quit happening so we could get our stuff going here, I really want to see that movie.
I really also want to see that movie. I really want to see Candyman. I really want to see Black Widow, maybe.
I really want to see Black Widow. I think that's going to be a really good movie. Now, there's a lot of movies that I really want to see. There's a lot of things that I want to happen. I still want to go see Coheed and Cambria. At this point, like, I'm just waiting.
We're not.
On Ticketmaster to send me my refund, because it's going to happen.
Yup.
And it's a real bummer.
There is literally nothing I look forward to for the rest of the year short of seeing people. That has become my new, like, gift, is just interacting with people. Asa came by the store yesterday, and we hung out for, like, an hour. And that pleasured me so much. Pleased me so much. I shouldn't say pleasured me. It pleased me to see Asa. What were you going to say?
That's it. Now you're good.
Oh,
like, right. Pleasured works.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Jesse for the first time when we moved in, well, the two moves that we've done. I think that's about it.
Yeah, because so, I helped you move the stuff out of the Jackson Gaming Grounds, and then I helped you move your actual stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that 3 months later we're still talking about it. Like, well, folks, we'll get back to normal one day. Like, we'll have a pre-show again, maybe.
Yeah, except did you hear that I think it was either late last week or early this week, because, again, time doesn't make sense to me right now. Southeast Missouri is officially a hot spot for the coronavirus.
What?
Yeah, Cape Girardeau isn't so bad, but, like...
But, like, surrounding areas?
Perryville. Yeah, Perryville's got a huge spike lately. Kennett is probably the worst.
I feel like, you know what the third and final chapter in the Horrors of Perryville story is going to be for us? COVID.
A pandemic.
Yeah.
It's going to be surviving the zombie plague.
I 100% would not put it past Hunter to find some kind of pandemic style.
I think he's tabletop. I think he's going to tie together zombies and COVID-19.
I can see that. I think that'd be fun.
Which we need to get Jesse, you need to come back, because we still talk about you during the game.
Currently, you have escaped to Mexico with your stolen truck. Yeah,
why Mexico?
I don't know, but you go by El Jefe now.
El Jefe.
You took that truck and you just never looked back. You just said, fuck it, I'm out of here. Mutant Chickens was enough for him. He was gone.
I'm just going to go down on vacation in Mexico as El Jefe, apparently.
In an old beat-up farm truck.
No, the farm truck was not beat up, or not old. It was beat up once we were done with it.
Yeah, because we slammed it through.
A 12-foot tall chicken.
Jesse let us out of the truck. We turned around. He was gone. He was playing. He was just playing El Cucaracha as he drove off.
El Cucaracha. It's La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha. My bad. Shit. He just had Ricky Martin on repeat.
I started loading up. What is the name of that app now that'll teach Duolingo? I was running Duolingo. By the time I got down to Mexico, I was fluent.
Do you like chicken nuggets?
Cool backpack. If you're looking for a good song to listen, a good band to listen to when you're in Mexico, make sure you check out Tito and Tarantula. Good band. They were all over a specific series of films that I really love, Desperado and From Dusk Till Dawn. They did a lot of, like, Robert Rodriguez and Tarantino films when they worked together, and they were all over those movies, all over the soundtrack. I really, really like Tito and Tarantula. So if you get a chance, go check out some Tito and Tarantula.
Because I do really, really like From Dusk Till Dawn.
I do like From Dusk Till Dawn, but that Desperado series.
Careful.
I love it.
Okay, good. We're about to fight.
Oh no, that's my... Oh man, I love those movies.
Because we've had this argument on the show before of who's the better director, Quentin Tarantino or Robert Rodriguez. I say Robert Rodriguez, and I'm not the only one.
I can't go there. I still got to give it to Tarantino, but...
Yeah, you are in fact the only one.
Well, I mean, Tarantino makes some great films, especially if you're a white guy that's always wanted to say the N-word and get away with it.
Oh. But he...
Yeah.
But then there's Django. Fair.
Yes, there's Django.
I like Django.
I've been watching a lot of interviews about that movie lately.
Django?
Yeah. Like, just interviews leading up to the front, to its release back in the day. You know, they're talking to Jamie Foxx and Leo, and Leo gets talking about how uncomfortable he was reading the script, and it's like, I don't know if I want to do this movie.
I don't want to do this movie no more.
And I mean, with some of the stuff that Leo had to say, that's fair.
Well, he said, I dropped my first N-word, and I've had
sure
stop.
You did, Leo.
I had to say cut, and I kind of, he said, I double over on my knees, take a deep breath, and Jamie Foxx goes, get the fuck over it, let's do this.
Apparently, yeah. Sam Jackson is really notorious about that too. My white boy, just say it.
See, I can hear him saying it like, come on, say it, I dare you.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, he does. There's like a few interviews out there where like someone is interviewing him and he's like, no, I'm not going to talk about the word if you won't say the word.
I wish that when Leo did say the word the first time on the set of Django, he looked over and Sam Jackson, just to fuck with him, was just staring at him and huffing.
Gave him the crazy eyes and everything.
Yeah. Gave him that stare from Black Snake Moan. And it's like,
Also, no, sir. Did you know that Jamie Foxx wore a prosthetic in that film?
Was it his dick?
It was.
Oh, okay. Did you know that Mark Wahlberg wore a prosthetic in Boogie Nights?
Pretty sure everybody knew that. Oh, well, never mind.
Because I've never seen that movie.
Well, what? At the end of the film. So the point of the movie is that he has just this giant penis. And you never see it or anything. But, you know, that's the thing. Every time he pulls his pants down, they were all like, oh, wow. Well, at the very end of the movie, he goes back to the porn industry. And he's, like, reading his line in front of the mirror. And he actually pulls his dick out. And it's gigantic. And he says, I'm a fucking rock star. And he, like, leaves. Well, people were like, oh, was that his real penis? Because it was about 6 feet long.
God, and, bless America.
And he had to explain that, no, it was a prosthetic. So they were asking the actors if they got to keep anything from the set. And Julianne Moore she said she kept Mark Wahlberg's penis.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Also, that's a great movie. If you've never seen Boogie Nights, that's the one movie that I tried to show to Allie, and I stopped it halfway through because I was like, this is too much. We don't know each other long enough for me to be showing her basically a high-class porn. Because if you've never seen Boogie Nights, there's a lot of sex in that movie. And it's not, like, gratuitous or anything, but it's a movie about the porn industry. Why you thought that was a good date movie, Shannon? I don't understand.
I mean, 50 Shades of Grey.
Who would ever watch that? That's not even a good movie.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Whoa, well, tumbleweeds.
I don't.
No, I mean, it's a terrible film. And it's based on a erotic
Twilight
fan fiction. It was erotic fan fiction of Twilight.
Snow Queen Ice Dragon. Yeah, Snow Queen Ice Dragons.
So Brandy had never watched it before, hadn't read the books. It was absolutely like, no, that's weird. Because it's one of those things where we bought the books for my sister-in-law because she was really into them. And we decided just to open up, literally just like quickly thumb through the book and just pick a page randomly and open it up. And just the things.
You opened right up to fetish, didn't you?
Oh, we opened up to the words butt plug. We're like, nope, this ain't for us.
Uh-huh.
So we get the, what the fuck?
I meant to send that earlier. That's just that's a ska band for you to check out later, Tanner.
Oh, the Mighty Boss Tones. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, she finally decides to watch one of the movies, watch the first movie just to check it out. And she goes, this is actually really good. And then, like, we're sitting there talking and she's telling me about it. I'm like, uh-huh. She goes, you know, it's like, it really reminds me of Twilight. I'm like, wait, what? She goes, it reminds me of Twilight. I'm like, do you not know? Why, Shannon?
Okay, no one else can post anything so that when Hunter comes in, that's the first thing he sees.
He just sees butt plug.
And that's how Hunter retires.
Now I'm just waiting to see Cody, because Cody's online.
Cody always jumps in the group chat.
So is Josh.
Oh, Cody's online, but they're playing D&D right now.
Yeah, but Cody always seems to jump into the Discord when we post something weird and comment on it. It's like he's got a fucking spider sense for it.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure, like, happens. Once he's done playing D&D, he might. But he's on Discord, but he's in another Discord channel playing D&D.
So anyway, yeah, I had to explain to her exactly how the stories came about, and then she made me sit down and watch all the movies with her, and it is ridiculous how much those movies rip off Twilight. Like, I'm talking down to the music.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it makes sense. Why?
Really?
This makes for a great, great bit for the audio podcast.
Oh, buddy, don't listen to Fridays, because this is most of the show is Hunter posting random shit in the Discord and then us reacting
and
to
Shannon
it.
Shannon losing his shit.
Because it's always funny. If you can't find butt flugs, fuck it. I can't even say
flugs.
The word.
Butt flugs.
The butt new
products. Flugs.
I don't understand butt plugs. I'm going to be honest with you.
The fact that you, like, picked the one with the highlighted tail attached to it.
Oh, that's all the rave right now, don't you know?
Yeah, you shove that up your ass, and you've got a tail for cosplaying at the same time.
Ew.
Did butt plugs break the show? I'm sorry.
No, you're
probably
good. So
I have no input here.
I'm in a nerd chat or nerd group on Facebook, and someone posted was making jokes about butt plugs, and then one of the comments was a picture of a butt plug with a Pikachu toe.
Oh no! I mean, I don't doubt they exist.
Oh. I did want to mention this, Jesse. I don't know if you heard about this. Hey, Jesse, did you hear about this? There's a guy suing Twitch. Lindsay and I just saw this before.
No, this bullshit.
Did you hear about this guy suing Twitch for $25 million?
No, what's up?
Let me look up so I get the exact story right. But basically, he's a sex addict. His name's Eric Astavillo. And he's suing for $25 million in damages for being exposed to quote-unquote overly suggestive and sexual content on Twitch because of the female streamers that's on there. He can't sort by gender, so he sees all of these different streamers on there. And he is subscribed to 786 female streamers and 0 male streamers.
And he has masturbated so much that he has chafed and harmed himself.
He masturbates so often to it that he has actually hurt his penis, and he's suing for damages. He also, a story on there, is that he masturbated and ejaculated onto his monitor, which then caused a short circuit and a blackout in his apartment complex briefly. And he's suing Twitch for this, for $25 million. He's also previously sued Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Blizzard for various reasons, and has never succeeded, believe it or not.
I can't believe it.
Twitch has...
My question is, what kind of fucking lawyer takes on this case?
So, and I'm reading this from dotesports.com. I don't know what that website is. I hope it's not a bad one. But it says, in the complaint, Estevillo says he's a sex addict who also suffers from depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder, agoraphobia, and Crohn's disease. So he heavily relies on the internet for all his entertainment purposes. The complaint says that Twitch has extremely exacerbated his condition by displaying many sexually suggestive women streamers through Twitch's twisted programming netcode, making it nearly impossible for the plaintiff to use Twitch without being exposed to sexual content.
Okay.
Well, maybe don't get on Twitch.
In addition, Twitch also takes advantage of the plaintiff and many other sexually addictive viewers by allowing them to, quote, subscribe, donate, or pay bits to these women streamers. Twitch uses this immediate gratification reward system against their sexually addicted viewers, no different than how a casino would.
Except, go ahead. Except that none of the women are allowed to do anything, like, graphic.
Right. The most they can do, I think, is, like, show cleavage.
Yeah, like, and even that, like, you can get in trouble for if you show too much. But if a nipple hits, like, you're banned. Just straight up.
Estevillo's request for relief in the complaint includes the permanent banning of every streamer mentioned in his report, of which there is over 56 he names specifically, along with $25 million in punitive damages to be split between himself and all other Twitch Prime Turbo subscribers, with whatever's left going to COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter charities.
Well, I mean, I guess that part's kind of cool.
Except that there won't be anything left over.
Well, except there's not going to be anything, because that motherfucker's not getting
anything. Oh, yeah, no, that's, exactly. It's not going
to
be successful.
So that mostly feels like him pandering, trying to get sympathy from people. Well, if I win, I'm going to do this. This will be nice.
No simpy. No simpy for this stupid motherfucker. Like, look, I get it, man. There's times I felt like I was addicted to sex too, and I found myself. I've said this before on the show, and I've been very open about how I used to be. I would be at work with my phone up, looking at pornographic content, not because I was trying to do anything. I was just bored, and when I got bored, sometimes I just looked up porn for some reason. I don't know why. So I get, like, it's hard to not want to look at beautiful women or beautiful men or horses, if that's what you're into. I personally wasn't, but my friend was. He got me in trouble when I was in grade school. Anyway, long story there. Not going to touch on it right now. But to blame Twitch for that, when you have a whole internet full of naked women for free, I don't get the argument.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, so, you shouldn't be on the internet. Like, if you have that little self-control, then, like, I don't know, dude, stick with Netflix or something. Like, stay off the general internet.
Yeah, and I would award him Motherfucker of the Week, because that sounds pretty good. But unfortunately, then we saw the video of the woman who was at the Palm Beach County Commissioner's Workshop on Tuesday.
Ooh, is that video I sent you this morning?
It is. I don't know her name.
Oh my god.
I don't know her name. I don't know if they ever named her, and God knows she probably doesn't want to, but if you haven't seen this video, just look up Florida woman. That's really all you need to look up. Tanner, did you watch that video?
I don't think so.
So she's basically, it's a workshop, whatever. She's talking about, she's up there on the what would you call it, Jesse?
The podium.
Podium, a platform to talk about these things. She starts her speech off by saying, you literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It is literally killing people. She then rants and raves about God's law, how none of them know what they're doing, that what was it, that mask and 6 feet won't protect you. 6 feet is military. You're just,
and she overshares.
You're just training people. And then you get, when to the 5G comes.
I was about to say, the 5G comes up, you're gonna scan me, you're gonna scan my kids.
And this is my favorite part. We the people are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already happening. And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, Dr. Alina Alonzo is her name, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
And Jesse, guess what?
Hey, what's up?
She has the right to vote.
Oh, I know.
She will exercise the
fuck out of that right.
Oh my god! Wait,
where is she from?
Florida.
Oh,
which is just a batshit crazy state, anyway.
If she's from Kentucky, she may not have had the right to vote.
You just literally type in Florida man.
No.
Get so. I sent that to a bunch of people today, and one of them, Maria, said, have you looked up Florida dog? And I thought, what the fuck is Florida dog? So I just typed in Florida dog, and the headline that I got, and I think this is what she's talking about, is a Florida dog put a car into reverse and drove it in circles for an hour.
That's delightful.
Jesus Christ. Oh, but Florida also, is a fucking cesspool.
In fairness to Florida, like, yeah, a lot of stuff happens in Florida. But the reason Florida Man exists is because it's legal for them to kind of, like, share stories like that. Whereas, they call them
Florida Man.
Yeah, so that's why it hits headlines, and it hits headlines as Florida Man does blah, 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 blah. So, like, in other states where, like, a lot of that stuff would happen, because you know that a lot of those stories that happen in Florida have absolutely and are absolutely happening in, you know, fun states like Arkansas.
Jesus Christ, don't even mention that state to me right now.
Plus sister fucking.
I wasn't gonna go there
in Arkansas. Well, you know, I just thought it was important to mention.
That's a Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky type thing.
That's a weird smattering of southern states you got there, Tanner.
You ain't whistling Dixie.
I'm not.
Heritage.
So yeah, did you guys see the situation in Kentucky Tuesday?
No.
So, Kentucky government leadership decided to help with the stopping of the spread of COVID. They would close the majority of the polling places in the state of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did hear this.
What?
Yeah.
So you had instances where some of the bigger counties, and I'm talking big counties, would have one polling place. And in,
so it's another situation where everyone's standing in line 12 blocks long.
Exactly. Except,
to get in to freaking vote.
Except, Jesse, what time does polling places in Missouri close?
I think it's 6 or 7, something like that.
Well, in Illinois, it's 7, and it can be extended to 8, depending on the situation. They close and lock the door at 6 o'clock with hundreds and hundreds of people outside of just one polling place.
This they shouldn't be able to legally do that.
This is happening all over the state of Kentucky. So much so they're about to beat down the doors.
They technically have to, in the state of Missouri anyway, and I'm pretty sure it's like this just about everywhere. As long as there are people in line, the polls have to stay
open.
You
have to let them vote.
Yeah,
they lock the doors on them, refusing to let them vote. So one of the gentlemen who was running for the Democratic ticket for senator sent out a tweet telling everybody, stay exactly where you're at, do not move. Went to the judges and got an injunction placed on these different counties that were doing this. And they were forced by judges to open the doors till 9 o'clock to let everybody vote.
Yeah, because it's a federal law. Like I'm pretty sure anyway. Like I need to look that up before I start to spout nonsense again. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a federal law that if people are in line to vote, you cannot close those polling places.
Is this the video, Shannon? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So and I do mean hundreds of people lined up outside trying to vote and they wouldn't let them in.
Yeah. I had heard about it. I didn't know the details on it, but I had heard about it on, I want to say it was Lawrence O'Donnell's show the other night.
Yeah,
but...
and you guys get like one big guess who in federal government had a hand in doing this, like closing all the polls and consolidating them to one?
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell himself.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, he had a hand in it.
That's funny that
turtle.
I just took a guess at the most ignorant motherfucker I could think of, and it was Mitch McConnell.
Well, I mean, he is the representative from Kentucky, so
yeah.
He's also a piece of shit.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, Moscow Mitch.
Moscow Mitch. Yeah, you know, like they put that voter suppression in place so that he could stay.
And that's 100% what it is, because these polling places that were closing and not letting these giant lines of people finish voting were predominantly African American communities.
No shit.
Yeah.
So, like, the video Shannon posted, if it's the one I watched, which the one I watched was from inside, but once they finally got the injunction handed to them and they were forced to open the doors again, about 98% of the people coming in to vote last second were all African Americans.
I'm just glad. I really am glad that in 2020, we've really nipped racism in the bud, and we don't have to worry about it as a country anymore. Like, I am so happy for our African American brothers and sisters out there that they don't have to deal with that kind of nonsense in 2020, you know?
Well, as much as I wish it would just go away just in a blink of an eye, like, obviously that's not going to happen. But, so I got to see the videos and stuff from Fredericktown's protests. I guess they were today or yesterday. And so you had all the people on the right side of the history, on the right side of history, as I like to call it, sitting out there peacefully protesting signs. It was great. And then across the street, you had the old racist fucks. And no one on the racist side was under 40. And then everybody on, of course, they had the people who were older who were over there protesting with Black Lives Matter. But you had this young, upcoming generation who's going to just take over the world, and it makes me feel good knowing that even if we can't stamp out racism ourselves, eventually those motherfuckers are going to die.
Yes,
and I have no issue saying that.
But unfortunately, much like the cockroaches that now infest my apartment,
did you find more again?
No, but I'm just saying when the old ones die, you're always going to find new ones.
The old raise the new.
Yeah, but how many people do we know right now that are, like, Jesse, for example. Jesse comes from a racist father.
See?
He's talked about that ad nauseum on this show. But look at Jesse. Jesse is on the right side of history here.
Yeah, but because Jesse also has common sense and is an intelligent person. There's a lot of people out there that are like that Florida woman who thinks the 5Gs are coming. And if we do 6 feet apart and wear a mask, it's so they can scan us.
Oh,
so
plus one of the big things, really, Tanner, is exposure. I actually had a significant amount of exposure to black people, and I've had, you know, lots of friends that are black. and then I've, you know, moved on, like, throughout my life, like, I've interacted with more people. There are some people that grow up in small country towns. For example, like, I know we put Perryville on blast a lot, but...
Yes, we do.
Perryville is one of those cities that is, from what Dalton says, like, whenever he was growing up, there were, like, 3 black people in all of Perryville.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that just don't leave Perryville, so that's all they know. They never get a chance to, they never get a chance to interact with it for themselves. They're just, they have, you know, what they're told. So you get a lot of people like that, unfortunately, that it's not going to matter, even if they can make decisions and everything for themselves, like, if that's just what they're brought up doing. This is what it is.
It's like, I don't want to say his name. I really don't. Like, I'm not trying to embarrass him because I think he's made great strides in becoming a better person. But someone that a lot of us know that has been on the show in the past, years ago, that used to work at the store. You guys probably know who I'm talking about, part-time.
I've known who you're talking about for a minute now.
okay, just make sure some people know. But he started out, I mean, a lot of us couldn't stand him at all because his mother and just the way he grew up. He grew up in such a negative, offensive, racist way that rubbed off on him, and that's all he knew. In the years since we've met him, he's not perfect, but he has made great strides in understanding and becoming a better person, and I'm very proud of him. I legitimately am. So it's entirely possible to grow out of that, but you do have to be exposed to something other than what you know, because it's that echo chamber thing. If everyone believes the same thing and you surround yourself with it, it's really hard to get out of that. I myself... grew up in a very, I don't want to say racist place, because I never really thought of my parents as racist, but legitimately, I do remember once when I was a kid, my dad and his friends passing around a flyer saying it was open season on porch monkeys. And I did not know what that meant at the time. I was like 7 or 8. I legitimately thought it was porch monkeys, that this was a joke, that monkeys had invaded the area and were living on porches. I'm not kidding. That's what I thought it was. It wasn't until years later that I discovered that porch monkeys was an incredibly offensive term towards black people. But I had to deal with stuff like that growing up. I never took part in it. I never did any of that. I don't know why. I guess I got lucky. I never wanted to be like that at all. I made a conscious decision from a youth that even though I was around that, that was not the path I was going to take. But a lot of people don't do that. They are a product of their environment. And that's sad. So when the old ones die out, the young ones will just carry the mantle. We've got to do something. So, there's your positive spin in the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Are we at the end?
We are.
Holy shit.
I know that hour just flew by, didn't it?
I had fun on this one.
Yeah, it's when we get together and just talk, sometimes it can be surprisingly good. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight here on the show on Podzilla 1985 After Dark. We will be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of the legendary Podzilla chat cast for a happy Zilla. Fuck.
You were going really good.
I got too fast is the problem. I got excited and I blew my load too quick. Ugh.
I can almost pull off saying it, but I can never remember what goes before the legendary. The legendary PZ85 group chat for Happiness Podcast.
I think that's it. And if not, it's something similar to that. We'll be back tomorrow with that. We got a couple table reads. Lindsay's cooking up something fun for us. I know Tanner had something we didn't get to do last week that hopefully we're going to get to do this week. And I think we had an idea for tomorrow. I'll have to get with Hunter on this. I'm not 100% sure. But we will be back tomorrow with that. And that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank Jesse.
Did everything just cut out?
No, I was just pausing to see if anybody would say anything.
Shannon just wants to thank me. We're moving on.
I think Jesse, Lindsay, and Tanner.
I mean, that's fine. I didn't contribute.
Yeah, you did. You told that story about you did good.
Anyway.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You guys take care of yourself and be smart out there. Be safe. Wear your mask. Don't go out in public. Be respectful. 6 feet apart. Don't be a fucking racist. Don't be stupid. The 5Gs aren't coming for you. Jesus Christ, I can't believe the things that we have to say sincerely now to try to convince people not to believe. Oh my God, this is a nightmare that none of us can ever wake up from. And honestly, I sometimes think that I just don't want to wake up in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow night on the legendary chat for After Dark or something bullshit. Good night, everybody.